Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. And it's Jesus talking. He says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of those. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." You know, so after reading that familiar passage, I've got to ask myself, what's important to you, Scott? What are you worrying about? How about you? What's important to you? What are you worrying about? What's our focus? What should it be? What are we seeking after? What should we seek? Here we are this morning, Tuesday, November 7, 2023, a few days before Veterans Day this coming Saturday, where we pause to remember those who serve and have served in our United States Armed Forces. We are doing a better job, much better job today as a nation honoring our veterans whose shoulders we stand on to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today, to seek after what is important, to make a phone call to a Bible study or a devotional call or to dial in on this. So then what is important for us today with the world in seeming disarray when we turn on the TV? And maybe that's what we ought to do, is turn off the TV, because I would suggest to you that there are a whole lot of blessings out there in the world in the midst of what we see on TV as things out of control. What's important for each of us? What are you facing today? What am I facing today? What will bring meaning, fulfillment, and purpose to our lives and to the lives of others around us we love? What will bring lasting fulfillment and satisfaction to our lives? I wonder often. Last week, we were reminded by Elijah that when our life seems to be coming apart at the seams, as it seemed to be for him, at least that's what he thought, to listen for that what? Still small voice of God, that quiet whisper for direction, for assurance, peace, and power for our lives. We see in Christ's words that we just read a moment ago, that meaning and purpose, fulfillment and satisfaction is found when we focus our sights and hearts on him. And he then always points us to what is most important in life. And guess what? He probably won't be pointing us to the stuff that the world says is important. Count on it. I wonder how many of you remember the TV show Frasier from a few years ago. A new series of Frasier has just begun. I remember I saw one episode not too long ago, and I'm not sure when it's on, but Frasier, in the previous show, played by Kelsey Grammer from Cheers fame, was the show's leading character. He was a radio talk show host in Seattle and also a psychiatrist. And with those two callings, he offered anybody who called in on the show advice for their lives. Yet time after time, his own human frailties, his own struggles with the important versus the unimportant or urgent priorities of life were always exposed and often muddled the advice that he offered the callers. Advice he often failed to follow in his own life. And so he was constantly adrift in worry about trivial things, urgent things, things that didn't really matter. In his struggles, he continually cast aside what was really important and lasting in his life, instead clinging to the secular, the material, the urgent, yet unimportant things, the image that he wanted to portray in life, all the things which the world places value on, meaningless value, I would suggest. Frasier's mom had died years earlier, and so Frasier's dad had come to live with him in Seattle in his upscale high-rise apartment with a panoramic view of the city of Seattle below. The show usually found his dad sitting in his worn-out recliner, which, the best you could tell, seemed to be part vinyl and part fabric. A few holes had opened up with filler trying to emerge, but a generous application of silver duct tape was applied, keeping the filler in, helping to hold the chair together. One day, out of his own sense of what he thought was important and best, Frazier thought he was doing his dad a favor, and so he replaced his dad's chair. Unbeknownst to his father, he did this, and he ordered and had delivered a beautiful new recliner with all the bells and whistles, including a heater and a back massage element. Rather than say thank you to Frazier for the new chair, his dad blew up. Frazier, of course, thought his dad would be happy and didn't understand his response. And so after his dad had finished venting his frustration with the replacement of his old chair by Frazier, clearly Frazier, not understanding anything his dad was feeling, Frazier said, "But Dad, it was only a chair." And as the story unfolds, we learn, of course, that it was so much more than just a chair. In fact, it was the center point of some of his dad's memories of the most important people and moments that made his life full. Similar things, perhaps, in your life you can identify that make your life and my life full. It was only a chair where he watched some of the great moments of history and sports, where he held his son, Frazier, for the very first time after he was born, where his wife would always find him having fallen asleep watching the news and would encourage him to come to bed. It was only a chair that was alive with all the memories of precious moments and people in his life, memories of priorities set right in his life, memories of a life focused on the important rather than the urgent things of life. It was only a chair, but it was so much more than that. For Frazier's dad, it was the benchmark of memories and a source of comfort against which he prevailed over all those things that tried to pull him away from the important people, the important moments that God had entrusted and blessed him with. People and moments much like those that God has entrusted to you and to me. In the scripture passage from Matthew we read earlier, Jesus very clearly reminds us of our priorities when he says, "Do not be anxious for tomorrow, Scott. Do not be anxious for your life, but trusting in God. Seek first the kingdom of God, Scott, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The message to you, the message to me today, seek first the important things in life. Seek first the things that truly matter, like the chair that may have filler coming out of it and is being held together with duct tape. The important things, maybe like family and friends, maybe like helping and changing the life of that one person that God has placed in front of you at the moment to help, to lift. And before all of those things, seek first God. Seek first God, who will then point you to all those people and things that truly matter in our lives, reminding us to not set aside the important things of life to pursue the new, the brighter, the shinier, the bigger, the grass is greener things, which the world says are better and which really don't matter. Embrace instead the important things and the important people of your life. Author Robert Brault shares it this way when he says, "Enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize that they were the big things." What priorities are you following in your life? Are you following the important, or are you following the unimportant and the urgent? What voices out there are you listening to? What voices am I listening to? The loud voices of all the world's priorities and expectations, all the glitz and the glamour, or the still, quiet voice of God? And the voices of those who love you and want the best for you, period. Are any of the important things and people in your life being set aside while you pursue the urgent, while you lift your image, while you seek the unimportant things of life, which the world is always calling all of us to seek after. My friends, remember this clarion call of Christ to us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, to seek first him, and all these things will be given to you. Start there, my friends, every day and every morning when your feet hit the floor. Seek first him. Together, we need to do that. Seek first the things that matter, the important things in life. That's his message for you and for me every day of our lives. Are we doing that? Seek after the important things of life while they are still before you, to find meaning, to find purpose, fulfillment, and satisfaction in life. But it was only a chair. But really, my friends, I think we know it was so much more than that. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you. Thank you for this message. Thank you for this example. Thank you for this reminder. And thank you for your message in Matthew. To seek first the kingdom of God, to seek first your righteousness, to seek first you as you guide and direct us and point us then and walk with us to the important things in life. Thank you for all you bring into our lives. Thank you for all you give us. Lord, help us to not turn away. Sometimes we just don't do it on purpose, but Lord, we need to be poked and reminded to seek first you, to seek first the important things in life. Be with those folks lost a loved one just recently. Be with those folks, Lord, that need a lift up in life. You know who they are. Just thank you for all you do for us and with us. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.